God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God has commissioned his servant, Reverend Tolu Alogo Agboola, with the mandate of true worship, teaching the church the patterns of true worship. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. So we come. So we bow, brother, as we enter your throne solemnly, and we cast ourselves down, Shakita Kakata. We cry holy,
we cry holy, thou art holy,
there is none,
there is none like you.
In your presence is where
we must be.
One more time. Jesus, we have worshipped. So let's do the concluding part. I closed yesterday with my emphasis, if I'm right, from John 3:16, that the design of God for salvation is that it finds expression in dimensions that are beyond man, so that men can be saved, families can be saved, communities can be saved, territories can be saved, and if territory cuts can be saved, it means that nations can be saved. Now, the protocol for salvation is captured within a particular chapter that we have been speaking again and again, and that's Romans chapter 10. Verse 9 to 10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and you believe in your heart that God raised, God bless you, from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I know somebody is saying, how can a nation confess? We may need to do a study of how confessions are made, because the word confession is the Greek word homologio. Ah, Jesus, thank you. Homologio. It means you are not confessing until you have said what was said. Are you with me? A confession is a repetitive engagement. My name is Tolu. If what you say is your name is Tolu, you did not confess. You need to say what exactly was said. Now, let's go to verse 10. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, not with the ear. Stay with me. It is the heart. It is a part of the totality of your humanity that believes. Your hand is not a tool of believing. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. It means in the day that a nation will be saved, we must give the nation a body sense. That in our nationhood, there are many parts of our nationhood. Like we prayed now, we just prayed on the inanimate part of our nationhood. Trees, earth, the air, mountains, water. Are you getting me? They make up part of our nationhood. We also have systems that are invisible but have physical structures. Government. We have institutions. All of them make up parts of our nationhood. But when you look at all of us together, you say Nigeria. Just like I look at all of you, Pelumi, and I'll say this is Pelumi. But when you want to get saved, it's your mouth that speaks. It means it's a part of the totality of your existence or your human expression that speaks it. It means that when a nation wants to get saved, you don't need the whole, you don't need all the elements of our nationhood to say Jesus is Lord. That will mean that the mountain. Do you have any mountains around you? Ah. No mountain at all. There are real cases in Obama shot you now. Eh? There are mountains around Obama shot you. Okay. The mountains don't need to say Jesus is Lord. The waters don't need to say Jesus is Lord. Mr. Tao, because when you got saved, your leg didn't say Jesus is Lord. Your mouth said it on behalf of your leg. I believe that when it comes to a nation being saved, the church is the heart. The church is the mouth. It means that on behalf of a nation, just like those two body parts, come bring the rest of the body into the reality of salvation. The church can also, on behalf of the rest of the nation, we can confess. Why do I think I am right? Because in 2 Chronicles 7:14, God in healing the nation or healing the lands only tabernacled around his people. It is his people who are called by his name that must humble themselves. They are the ones that must pray. They are the ones that must seek his face. They are the ones that must turn from his wicked ways. It means many wicked people will still be wicked. But when his people turn from their wicked ways, he will hear from heaven, he will forgive their sins, and he will heal the land. So, we can believe on behalf of a nation, and we can confess on behalf of a nation. Many of the pains that we have are because people believed on our behalf, strange spirits, and confessed on our behalf, and it's affecting everybody. I've just started lectures. Okay. I just wanted to know. When ASUU went on strike, you were in the meeting. Every time ASUU speaks, ASUU will say that our students need to be patient because we are doing this on behalf of Abi. I believe. Ah, you don't believe. Your schools need to look better. You need, you know, they have to build a new laboratory. You know, those kind of things. It's true. It's on behalf of you. Wait, before you do something on my behalf, are you not supposed to seek my consent? It's the same crime that our House of Rep members are guilty of. That we sent you to Abuja does not mean that when you want to make tough decisions, you don't ask us what we want to do. I used to tell people, you can't represent me well if you can't read my mind. Yes, you should be able to read my mind to a degree. In the same way, you can't represent God outside the spirit. Oh, that's how I think God is. No. God has momentary expressions of his will. So it means you must have a spirit or the spirit that can discern what God wants to do about this situation now. many of the decisions that got us here were on our behalf. When they decided that, let's not be too straight with them. Let's move fuel from, was it 165 or 162 something? Let's go to 180. Have they officially announced 180? But everybody has agreed. Somehow, at least if you are buying 250 and you are seeing 180, you bless God. Even though what they promised us was 45. When it became 145, we thought that maybe they forgot the one. But this current number doesn't look like they did not predict this one. I remember there was a one WhatsApp thing like that. It had the face of Donald Trump. No, was it Donald Trump? It had the face of George Bush. It had the face of Vladimir Putin. It had the face of, I think, Baba Basanjo and one other person. Okay, and then the Baba. Now, so he said, fuel will be 45 naira. And you know, there are these, what do they call those things? These small, small JPEGs we use on those stickers. So they arranged the stickers together in a particular order. I don't know what Baba Basanjo was excited about, but all of them were laughing. It was Putin's laughter that was strongest. It was like, 45. Maybe Putin had this war against Ukraine in mind. That I will scatter, you will not be able to achieve your. Every sector must need to be saved. And maybe I should also announce that the reason why God is not going to make pastors of everybody in this building is that he wants a representative in a sector who on behalf of that sector can go through the charter that brings salvation into that sector. That when you come before everybody into the office, you can say, Lord Jesus, we acknowledge that you are Lord in this office. And every other person may not be there. But because you are a bona fide member of that group, you can take decisions on their behalf. I've thought for many years that it's easy to do that thing. But there's a labor that precedes it. Because not everybody in an office that can represent the office. So what we do is that when we find ourselves in those offices, we begin to pray for people in the office. If we pray long, God will give us a throne of headship. That you find out that if they want to do a meeting and you are not there, they will say, let's wait till this person comes. When they begin to talk about you like that, you can move that office into saving experiences. Because it means that you now have a throne. You can now say, Lord, all of it. Mr. Tawo is the one that controls his farm. We know that. He can bring his farm into salvation. That your farm will begin to express by the means of a spirit and not natural things. That people in surrounding farms, when they cry, you will still not lose your smile. And it's not because you are faking it, like some people used to say. It's because your results are distinctively different from their own. How did you do this thing? Kill everything so continue. A spirit is involved. Because the farm is saved. And so the reality of perishing is removed from the farm. Cities can be saved like that. That's why we must take priestly responsibility. And one of the byproducts or one of the gifts when a man has stayed long in priesthood is that he's given a governmental throne. And from that throne you can take decisions on behalf of people. The cheapest way to arrive at that place is that you become a man of sacrifice. Every time something dies repeatedly, a throne becomes the reward of it. For God so loved the world. Now in 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, it puts us at a more comfortable posture. 1 John 5, 4. Because the Bible did not say whosoever is born of God. He says what? Whatsoever. Being born of God means that it has gone through the rites of salvation. So if a nation is born of God, it to overcome the world, no matter what darkness wants to do to that nation. The nation sits above it. If a family is born of God, it overcomes the world. If an institution is born of God, it overcomes the world. But some people must labor into representative existence. If it matters to you, pray about it. A time will come when you will no longer need long prayers to undo what is wrong there. Your utterances will have been given weight in the spirit. And when you speak, things will turn. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So it is possible that beyond men, things can be saved. Nations can be saved. Now, I continue to say that salvation was not designed to find its fullest expression in as a cerebral knowing. So that I say, Jibola, are you saved? Are you saved? You are sure? Well, tell everybody that you are saved.
I'm saved.
So, that Jibola says he's saved. That pronunciation, he knows in his mind that he's saved, Abi. And he can confess that he's saved. That's not the fullest expression of your salvation. Salvation is an experience. Beyond the event, there's an event of salvation. Are you with me? But there's also the experience of salvation, which is supposed to be lifelong post the event. That when you came to the altar and knelt down, and whether you cried or not, even if you chew gum, shall come. And you confess Jesus as Lord, and the pastor says, now you are saved. And they sing for, most times they sing for the people, and they go back. Or if they want to be more responsible, they say, okay, follow that brother or see that sister waving to you. I don't know what they used to tell them anyway, but anyway, let's continue. Yes, because sometimes what they tell them is just about membership. They don't put them into any serious process that produces Christians. They are saved to become statistical data. So that when we say, our church growing, they say yes. The Bible says in Acts of Apostles that God added to them as many as were saved, should be, may God give you understanding, as such as should be saved. So that when they came as members, the church didn't start rejoicing. They now subjected them to a process that got them saved. Until we look like that, the church will be a bag of many possibilities. There will be thieves who have been 10 years in church. There will be wicked men who, even if we change their names to Samson or Paul, but they will still be wicked Paul. We will still have Peter Tombegu. I mean Peter under the masquerade. That if he wants to drink, because masquerade is to drink coke. Yes, they eat well. They can take bonds. That if he wants to drink coke, the shop owner will say, Peter, you will pay. So Peter will take dressing, but it's Peter. Because many times, once they become a subject on our statistical data, the work ends. It's no further labor to ensure that they are saved. Salvation is not designed to end with a cerebral knowing that I am saved. The design of God is that event brings us into an experience. In the same way, to confess that Jesus is Lord over a nation and on behalf of a nation is an event. There are sets of experiences that such a nation is supposed to come into as proof of salvation. If you say that you are born again and you cannot perceive the kingdom, we are in doubt. If you claim that you are delivered and the signs of the bondage are there, imagine that a baby, the doctor say, your wife has been delivered of a bouncing baby girl, and then you come out a show, and then your wife walks out and the baby is still inside. If I would, I will arrest the doctor soon. Because it will be tantamount to falsehood. There are people who are claiming that they have been delivered, but the experience of deliverance, a new set of a new kind of existence, is not in place. So deliverance is not mental. If you fall down and rise up, and you know the spirit is still there, please own up. Say, maybe it's just starting, but nothing happened. You know, I like people on crusade ground who are sincere. Can you hear now? Some people say, yes, I can hear. The question is not a faith question. It's a reality question. Oh boy, can you hear? Some people say small. I like, you know, evangelist Ikechukwu used to be very bros. Can you hear? Say you can't hear. Hear. And he's very physical. So say this, that's how he used to come. Say you need this fire. You he can slam. I've seen him slam people's chest before. Yes. Say take something. Take no, watch him. He likes that word, take something. Say, this last meeting they had on the last day, I heard him say, the fire is burning. I feel like tearing my shirt. I was like, No. And he has been like that since school. Since the early 2000s, that flame has been burning. Say, Tolu. Cry. I feel like crying. Say, this who don't want fire, you brother, take. The reason why he's doing that is don't fake fire. If you claim that your pot is sitting over a stove and there's no fire under it, you will still be hungry. If you pour that kind of water into your cup and say you're drinking hot tea, it's in your mind. After a while, the cold will catch up with you. So the experience of salvation must be labored into. The event is a gift. There is a sustained alignment that makes the experience become living. That's the plight of every nation that is dedicated to the Lordship of Jesus. We will babysit the things that the government, that the people are lying because there's a new Lord in town. In Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 to 11, I love what Paul was yearning for there. He said that I may know him, right? And the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being made like unto him in death, so that somehow I may attain unto the resurrection from the dead. Everything that Paul spoke about there was an experience that he wanted to have. If you go to the other one in Galatians 2:20, he was giving a testimony. There was a place I was teaching it, and I told them, I said, I perceived that maybe it was testimony time in church. And one brother came and said, I just bought a land. Somebody said, I just bought a car. Paul came. He said, can we welcome our brother Paul? And he stood. He says, I am crucified with Christ. He's not giving us a statement in suppositions. He's telling us his reality. That I live every day of my life as a man who has died but is alive. And in death, I lost a kind of life. Paul died. So it was a testimony declaring his obituary. That Paul died, Jesus lives. And so the expectations of the life from the life of Paul, that's expectations of people, even the things I, Paul, expect to come out of my life, had expectations of the Christ. So if you meet me, you experience Jesus. That's what Paul is saying. And if you ask me what is my hope, the things I want to happen in my life are the things that would have happened in the life of Jesus. Because dead men don't have hope. Every nation that has submitted to the lordship of Jesus becomes a nation that is open to a new set of experiences. A new set of possibilities begin to happen to that nation, so that in the day that that nation begins to have problems, their solutions can come beyond the realms of men, because there is a dedication beyond the realms of men. You were saved in the realms of God. And because you were saved in the realms of God, the experiences that validate your salvation are from that realm. Give me Philippians 4:20. Am I right? 4:20. Okay, 3:20. 3:20. It says, for our conversation is in heaven. The word there is citizenship. The system that establishes our way of life is in heaven. So that when you see how we behave, when you see the experiences that attend to our lives, you cannot interpret them with an earthly mindset, because they are domiciled in heaven. And what did he also say? He says, from whence also, from the same heaven, we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that it is possible for an earthly habitat, because men have taken responsibility for it, to begin to yield after the order of that which only salvation can bring. That the problems that show up in that nation can begin to draw from a spiritual solution. When I come on Sunday, I will show you two men. I will show you Moses again, and I will show you Joseph. Because the problem of Egypt, the famine in Egypt, first happened in the spirit realm. That's why a man could dream it. And the solution needed to come from that same realm too. So I know that after these prayers, a lot of people will begin to dream. And I mean dreams in the areas that God has given you influence. That if you are a sportsman, you will know how to run and outrun people. Yes. If you are in politics, you'll be able to see problems from that realm. And then when the problems show up in the earth, you will go back to where you saw it and bring the solution. I don't know how many of you have seen it. I think it was Chief Cosmos Maduka that was speaking at a particular meeting. If you've seen that video, it's on Facebook. I think it's on YouTube too. It was a youth meeting, Christians. How he walked into his billions. That's the one who owns Koscharis Motors. Let me summarize it. It was that there was a company that was dying. And he had a few millions. And so he went to the company and said, okay, everybody's trying to exit because the company was dying. And then he was inspired by the Lord to go and buy the shares of that company. So he bought a lot because everybody was doing, they call it savage sales. Just sell. Let 100 naira not become two kobo in my hand. So as they were trying to sell, He was buying. I can't remember the particular amount, but let me give you like a picture. So let's assume that these shares were 100. Now the shares have become 29. So everybody's selling because, like this guy, like our brethren who do crypto now, you know, Bitcoin has been running from, is afraid of going up. God will show mercy. Because if you ask some people, do you have money? They say, I have money. Because they have. The money is in a coin. But the coin has lost value. So they say, I have money, but But God will show mercy. My instruction to them, stop watching the market. Start listening to the Holy Ghost. Listen, God knows that your money is locked up in a coin. And so there are exit windows that God gives his children that the world cannot predict. There will be suddenlies. And if you can maximize those windows, you will exit. And then it will go down. I won't say more than that. Stay with the Holy Ghost. I know you know how to trade the market, but only buy when he tells you to buy. Sell when he tells you to sell. Don't say no. Ah, it has appreciated from what's the current value? Eh? Even Dr. Madi, Dr. Self, they do coin. Okay, it's good. Is it a branch of medicine? No, I mean, sorry. No. Oh, there's no branch like that in medicine. Okay, so how much is the Bitcoin now? 21,000. So that suddenly if it becomes 28,000, I'm not doing anything prophetical, I'm just talking. If it becomes 28,000, you will not say, I'm at day 50, Koala, the 12th. You know that you will have hurt yourself. There will be exit windows. I know that your monies will not be trapped there forever. And in no distant future, there will be an exit window. But you see, godliness with me on the sort you buy now. When it is 28, let me know. I don't have coins, so it's not about me. But I'm just telling you, there will be an exit window. Because I know that in trading, God tells people to sell when the market is buying. I've seen God. Now, when I used to work in the oil and gas, our company was owing money one day. Intercontinental Bank. They owed money so that our MD stopped coming to work. He will call me, Pelumi. Find a way to answer them. So I'll just tell them, I won't lie. See, your guy is not at home. He said, no, maybe he's in his office. They check his office. It was Intercontinental Bank that time. One was very close to us at Apapa. Maybe they have a sentry who used to monitor his vehicle. I don't know. But when he became very strong, a day came when we needed to pay debts. We had a 10-day deadline or so. My boss loaded my platform. It was $5,000. The dollar was not this valuable. I think it was between 90 and 105. He said, we need to pay money this week. I said, I'll start trading this Monday. God will help. We had a guy who was a specialist who trained us. When he comes and looks at my platform, he still is his signals I use, but he's wondering, why is this guy trading against the market? Because all the indications could be that the market will go up. And then the market is going up. It's inside the going up that I'm doing down. So you can have $5,000. And that was a miracle. Have $5,000 and it became minus 3,000, minus 2,000. But the weakness in the spirit was stay. So at minus 3,000, I re-entered the market against the market. I was selling a market that was obviously buying. If you have traded before, you know what they call a spike. Boom, boom. The thing just goes up like that. And I was still buying. Well, I finished that week at $53,000. Trading against the market. Because those who had made profit, who went to stroll outside, in about 15 minutes, their accounts had entered zero. If you traded around that time, you know the market made about 7,000 market movements. That was the recession of that time. About 7,000 market movements in less than 10 minutes. And people just started crying. This time when Intercontinental Bank came, we had money. There was this northern company, I've forgotten, it's not Sonny Brothers, something like, they are into oil and gas too. They are just 4 doors away from us. Some of the guys came to peep down. Who is this guy? I enter, their hall is like this. Traders, all of them trading for the oil and gas company. It was because I decided to jettison head knowledge and stay with a spirit. Well, trading is there. Now I'm a preacher. So don't meet me for anything forex. May God give you understanding. It's just an example I'm giving. I am not a trader. What did I say? I don't have plans to trade. I just love Jesus. I'm here. And Jesus is taking care of me. So, because when I travel, some people, they don't have spiritual problems. They say, sir, we're listening to your sermon. You say you used to be a trader. Come and teach me trading. You want me to teach you trading now? Like I am. I don't know trading, no. I just know the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm saying that even in secular dimensions, there is the possibility of bringing spiritual solutions. God may begin to make you act against the system. As a farmer, he makes you know when to plant, right? Based on your general knowledge of the weather. But you don't know if the weather will change. So there are unknowns around. Say, let's plant this tomato now because it's rainy season. Life should have taught us that in the middle of rainy season, the rain can stop. So when the one who knows the rainy season is talking to you, I mean the Holy Ghost, you should listen to him. So that when people come, they are asking questions, why are you planting against? He told me. I have studied chapters that were not captured in what they taught us before. Told you they didn't teach us chapter 4 and 5. See, Oga, read what you are reading. When we get to the exam, you just find out that people are staring at you like, love the Holy Ghost. There are person-specific realities that differentiate a non-believer from a Christian. And you must labor into those things. Don't be satisfied that we're Christian. You see, speaking in tongues has deliverables. Don't be content with just speaking in tongues and living in. If you speak Chinese, there are some new things that will happen in your life. Abi? If you go to the north as a copper and you can speak more Hausa, you know that yam is what? Doya. Even that, if that's the only thing that you know, it can earn you 2 extra yams. Because they see that you are making an attempt. How much more if you speak the language of the Spirit? We are fooling ourselves. We look like unbelievers when we are speaking in tongues. Nothing is changing. No new behaviors. No dispensing of power. No new possibilities. You must want something more. We cannot be praying 5 hours every day for 40 days and your life becomes the same. See, we are almost ending now. You might need to start fasting. God, if anything was designed, because God doesn't use men. I have not called the seed of Jacob to seek me in vain. My work is before me, my reward is with me. And if the only reward is your mind, is money, you are not one of us. I'm not saying God will not reward with money, but if that's the only thing that I'll buy a new phone, you are not one of us. Beyond the physical things, there are spiritual things that should have happened to you. There are graces you should have possessed as proof that salvation has happened. When a nation is saved, people can see it. Paul's testimonies were of living experiences. And so when we begin to speak of the experience of salvation, we see many foundation stones, I'm rushing now, that these living experiences are built upon. Every time you see a change of experience, there is a source. These are the things I call foundation stones. There are things that God has put as structures in salvation that make certain things happen. For example, when you were not saved, you were going to church, there are journeys in prayer that you cannot take, even if you are willing. So let's do 15 hours and then you come. There are the experiences you will not have. But when you come into prayer, when you are saved, one of the foundation stones for effective prayer is not willingness. Well, willingness is one of them. But one of the major foundation stones is the supply of grace. Are you with me? I know you know English. You passed comprehension in JAMB. Try and read a Bible without knowledge. You become a storyteller. So in teaching scriptures, it's good to be able to read the language, but stronger than the ability to read the language is the essence of the spirit that gives you revelation. It's stronger than English. Are you getting my point? So one of the foundation stones of this new for these new experiences that happen in salvation is the is the reality or the stone of divine gifts. I'm about rounding up. Divine gifts. They are gifts that God has allocated into the economy of life to occasion these experiences of salvation. Gifts. 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 When we speak of gifts, many times what our mind goes to are the nine gifts, right? Of the Holy Ghost. The five ministry gifts of the Christ. Am I right? And then the gift of God, which is also called the gift of grace, which is eternal life. But you see, there are many gifts. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of gifts. It is because the man who comes in inadequate. And he becomes only adequate by the reception of gifts, things that he did not work for. So let's look at these gifts a little. Because of my time, I will stay with only one gift. And this gift is the gift of the supernatural. It is one gift that ensures that the saved have an experience that is different from those who are not saved. Somebody say the gift of the supernatural. Maybe the average person here has not understood that the supernatural is a gift. If I say let's start praying now, some people used to say let's pray in tongues, say let's pray in the language of power, and then we begin to pray in tongues. That activity is supernatural. I told us that many years ago a laboratory test was run, a vocal test, and the discovery was that when people speak in tongues, the machine does not read at all. It means that what we say is purely spiritual, and you will need a spiritual construct as a machine to be able to see the waves don't move at all. It's as though the person is silent when you speak in tongues. To be able to prove that there's nothing natural that is happening. When you were saved, you were given gifts. One of the gifts is the supernatural. The most believers only sit around a supernatural language because the supernatural is like a faculty. It can be dissected into many, many little departments. One of them is a language department, and that's what we speak in tongues. There is also a knowledge department where things that nobody has said to you, things that you have not seen, can be known, because there is a spirit that manages it as the spirit of revelation. All of these are captured within the supernatural. There are also possibilities in the supernatural. that the ecosystem is shaped in a way that it can make some things happen that cannot happen naturally. In this gift of the supernatural, we also have supernatural ability. We refer to them as graces. Things that a natural man cannot have because he has not received that gift. Like I was sharing with Uncle in Lagos this afternoon, we're sharing on a particular subject as I was driving back. There is also the gift of places in the spirit. There are locations that make certain things possible. Have you seen snow before? In a movie? But have you seen snow in Obumacho before? Even in Lagos, there's no snow. The reason is because this location is not designed to host it. Well, it can be recalibrated anyway. Even in a lab, you can create snow. It's because there are things in that location called a lab that can make it happen. Have you seen germs on your hand before? Huh? You can see, see bacteria. In a lab is designed with equipment. So that when you move into the lab, the equipment in the lab can help you see that this hand that you just used to eat amala and you did like this, your hand has become a carrier. And if you put it in your hand, you'll be sick. You know, some people's nails are black and they want to enter a relationship. Pastor, they're like, okay, my own is too much. Oh, no, don't worry. No, keep keeping those dirty nails. Keep it in your nails that they look zigzag and. See, why do I keep pointing at these little things? There are few people who are led by the Spirit. I mean, in church, there are few of us who are led by the Spirit. It's not because we are superior, it's help. Pastor Deola, the average person who claims that he's led by the Spirit is led by sight. Let the sisters who are saying yes are here too. Yes, that we are watching them. Are watching them. When I'm on a lighter mood, I will collide with many things I'm seeing. Many things. You know, I went to finishing school. So I can. Don't worry. He said, that yes, is from a department. We will visit that department very soon. Very few people are led by the Spirit. Some are even not totally led by the Spirit. Yeah, they start in the Spirit, but they end in the soul. And so to help those people, you must be arranged. I'll not say more. Pastor Dola feels that I'm saying too much. I'll be quiet. Don't worry. Let me have my phone. I'll close from there. I have a target. May I shall know that we must pay attention to these things. You know, I said a few days ago that there's a way a priestly, we must carry ourselves like kings. Very important. We must carry ourselves like kings. So I said this gift of the supernatural. So there are supernatural abilities, there's supernatural communication, there's supernatural locations, there are supernatural possibilities. And the list is endless of these things that are lodged in the supernatural. There is also a supernatural nature. It forges our character. So the gift of Christ, which is supernatural, offers us this. these different departments so that we can prevail. You can prevail from the supernatural dimension using the natures of the supernatural. It's not every boy that a witch can kill. And the foundational reason why a witch cannot kill everybody is not what those people do, it's who they are. It means there are some natures that do not leave a man susceptible to the arrows of witchcraft. Nature. Somebody say nature. There's ability, but even in the nature, you can quench certain oppositions by nature. Just become saved. Some things that used to bear rule we begin to struggle to win. It can happen in a territory like that too. They are supernatural abilities that we can use to sit the enemy down as tools of prevailing. There are places. There are places. Paul was lecturing the Ephesian church about such places to make them know that when you were saved, you were not left where you were saved. You were seated together with Christ in heavenly places. And in the previous chapter, he has defined the location. He says that location is far above principalities and powers. So the advantage there is not just nature. It's not just ability. It is location. These tools are designed to be the tools by which we prevail in the day the enemy raises his ugly head. Let me list some of these tools, especially in the area of potentials, supernatural potentials, and then we go. I've seemingly lost steam. Once the topic lasts for too long, I want to move on. So, this is for those who are interested. I just want to give a list of 5 tools that I believe we have been gifted by the Christ. Every believer currently possesses them. Hello, me. Do you have a gun? It means if you need to prevail, because you don't have the gun, there may be some bit of disadvantage. But I'm saying that these things, you already have them. We labored throughout last week praying using one of them. It's a supernatural reality. It is hosted in the supernatural dimension. And it is the supernatural tool called peace. That was what Jesus deployed when he rose. I preached that sermon to peace be still. What he did was to, from his realm, bring a tool and superimpose it here for prevailing. It's okay to cry, but you see, don't be crying too much. Before the adversary comes, I want to plead with us, sit with your Bibles, find the things that make for your prevailing. Prepare down. That's your buying English, Abi. Kumura sile. But let me say it again. Prepare down. Be in wait. Let the enemy meet you prepared. Don't let the enemy meet you and you are crying. I've cried for too long. We were not just gifted sight here. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. The church in Nigeria cannot be crying war like the nation. We are a congregation that is born again. It means we can see beyond the solutions that are here. There are things in God that the church can use to prevail. We are not at the mercy of the government of the day. We are not at the mercy of the plans of the enemy. No. The church was not designed like that. Jesus made a bold statement. In the day that the church was spiritually born, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It means the church was born to prevail. By what tools? Swords and guns? The answer is no. This is our win. win-win. This is our win. Smoke of my worship release upon the earth. This is how I win.
This is how I win, win, win. This is how I win.
The smoke of my worship.
The smoke of my worship release.
One more time.
Upon the earth.
This is how I win.
This is how I win, win, win. This is how I win.
The smoke of my worship.
The smoke of my worship release upon the earth.
So there's a way we win. There's a way we win. This is the way our fathers won. In the days of David, there were a set of tools, swords, spears, and all of that. David stayed with what he had mastered in the presence of God when no man was there. The nature of our battles is that, you see, whatever God has given to you is designed to be up to the task. Anything that he has given to you. Anything. Say me, I can only scream. Your scream will win. Oh, Jesus, help me. So last week we spoke of peace. As a tool of win, I've deleted my notes there. In Luke chapter 11, verse 1 to 2, there were two things that Jesus gave to the church. Let's read. Luke chapter 11. It came to pass. No, okay, sorry. Is it Mark 11? Oh, Jesus, help me. Luke 10. Give me Luke 10. Luke 10. Luke 10. Ah. Why am I mixing? Give me a minute. Holy Ghost, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Momo Shadala Kata. That was there. 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 Luke 9. Luke 9. Luke 9. Luke 9. Yes. The Bible says that he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils to cure diseases. Every disciple that has accompanied with the Christ has been gifted these twin tools for prevailing. They are spiritual tools. They are hosted in the supernatural dimension so that if a man carries power, his pocket does not swell. You know, if you carry your phone, your pocket will swell. If you carry a purse, your pocket will swell. You can't see power physically, but when it is dispensed, it impacts. Why did he give them power? Because he knows that in the bid to carry out the assignment, there will be oppositions. So that if somebody says it's only prayer they have, no, we also have power. So the things that we are decreeing that will happen will be enforced by power. It's a tool of enforcement. And then when we enforce it, so that we don't have to wake up every day and say, God, take Nigeria. God, take Nigeria. We lock the victory into position by authority. When he was going to commission them in Matthew chapter 28, it was the same thing he said in verse 18. All power, the word is exousia, all authority. What Jesus was saying to them was, see me, I've rubbished the enemy. We have won that battle. But in case they want to challenge you, I have locked my victory into position. So if light and darkness fight, we know ultimately it's light that wins. It's a fixed fight. I know that over this nation, the enemy will not win. And I knew many years ago, one of my motivations to pray is that I know. So part of my labors in prayer is to tell God, I believe what you have done. that our destiny is not one that can be solved. I was sharing last week. I said, I used to get angry when they say, if we don't pray well, Nigeria will look like Algeria. You know, there were, you've seen that thing before. What's up? There were churches in Algeria. They have. I used to answer cheaply, that was Algeria. Those people who do investment know that if you put much inside, you're expecting much. I welcome. So that when I used to trade, people who used to trade $100, they don't call me to the end of the month. But some people had, there was a guy at that time that had $30,000. The guy used to call me every day. Say, how is trading? Say, oh God, don't call me again. I know what I'm doing. He said, ah. You know why? Because he has invested much. The eyes of God is on this nation because he has invested so much into Nigeria. There was a time I was supposed to go on a retreat that time. I had a friend who was one of the big managers of Alpari Nigeria that time. That was like the main trading company. Kyle, I told Kyle to monitor my account, but because of the money that was in that account, sometimes when I pray small, I will go and check, say, the guy will say, I know what I'm doing. One night, when I saw that this guy will make me a pauper, I canceled all his trades, changed my password, blocked the guy out. Ah, how can I travel? And then my $50,000 becomes $500. Are you clear? No. It can be that bad. I mean, you can have zero. In forex trading, you can have a negative. Yes, you can have negative $2,000. So that when you deposit another $10,000, they'll first deduct two. I blocked the guy off. You don't know what is. I know. I say you don't know. I'm saying that God has his eyes on this nation. That if he finds out that those who were supposed to align the nation with him are not responsible, he will block them out of the agenda. It is nothing with you, oh God, to save with little or with many. So if the numbers will not deliver, God will look for the few that will deliver. I heard that in some circles it was expected that this our prayer will not try. And I was privileged to hear, because we are small children and there are no senior ministers around us. And I laughed. I said, people are very myopic inside what God is doing. When we finish, you will see the things that God will commit into the hands of some of you. When I came back this afternoon or this evening, the car was very dirty, so I had to clean it before coming to church. God told me, he said, son, you are in my heart too. I said, me. He said, as a ministry. He said, because there are many things to pray about now. And you have decided to stay with what is in my heart. Say, you will see. You see, if God tells you, you will see. Sleep. I'm telling you what he told me this afternoon. He said, you will see. You will see. When young people gather, it's power they are looking for. And they want to make money. How can young people be this burdened over a nation? They would rather stay on Twitter. You don't know that you were aligned to do something that our age group should not do. If prayer meetings last longer than 4 days, people stop coming. Many of you have started waking earlier than you used to wake. So this strike did not give you any, you didn't have any sleeping advantage. And you think you will forget? Mark my words, it's a husbandman that laboreth that will be the first partaker of the fruit. Yes. In this new Nigeria, many of you will be accurately placed. So I spoke of peace. I'm now speaking of power and authority. In Matthew 28:20, there was something he gave the disciples who were to become apostles that the church must begin to market. He said, lo, I am with you always. The ever abiding presence of God is a tool of prevailing. When you are there,
When you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there, when you are there, when you are there,
when you are there, when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there, when you are there,
when you are there, when you are there,
when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, prevailing by the presence, Shatikabele Kataya. When you are there, when you are there, when you are there,
when you are there, when you are there, when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there.
Possibilities of a people are altered when he is there. I know that God is with me, and I know that because we have asked him, God is with our nation. There is no such reality as a nation going down. Adokoti de dekata bos ati otenta siata. It can only get better. It can only get better because the direction of travel changes when it's there. Oh, when you are there.
When you are there.
When you are there.
When you are there.
When you are there. When you are there. Vayata la loza. Santeni no beka kome la ta 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 ta. Presence is a difference maker. It's a tool of prevailing. It's a tool of prevailing. What energy, O mountains, that made you skip like rams, tremble down before the presence of God that comes out of Israel. Oh, akokadele toke sata gagada badada garata. Kekata mebokotina bakatoskati barakai brate konte bunata letama maimo sinto mesata. The presence of God is designed to be a tool of the supernatural. It was gifted potential by the essence of God. And when his presence is occasioned, the story ends differently. It ends differently. We are not one of those nations that we go down. The story is changing. Because the presence of God begins to find unrestrained expression across territories. And you are there. And you are there. When you are there, 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 when you are there,
when you are there, when you are there, when you are there.
Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Power and authority
the ever abiding presence, the supernatural gift of peace, the supernatural gift of wisdom, the supernatural gift of priesthood. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift. The supernatural gift of priesthood. How does this gift operate? He puts us in a posture where we can stand between God and men. And it expresses as a duality, because a priest is the face of God to men. A priest is also the face of men to God. It's a gift that we don't need to congregate the whole nation. Certain men, by sustained priesthood, can be posturized to stand on behalf of the rest. And the decisions and covenants they cut with God become binding. Priesthood is a supernatural gift. For this meeting, the final one I will speak about, in prevailing, is the gift of access to the Father. That if he wants to scatter, I don't need to do live night vigil. If the decision needs to be made now, I can say, Father. And because he can hear me. What was Jesus marketing at the tombstone of Lazarus? That resurrection was the miracle of access. Father, I thank you. Because you have given me power. Is that what he said? Because you. He means my voice can reach you. So that these people can see this prayer I'm praying is not because of us. I know if I whisper it, your ears can pick it. But so that these people can know. So that these people can know. And then he looked at the grave and said, Lazarus, comfort. I have found out that a man who has access to God can access anything. Because God could be reached, the region of the dead could be reached. Are you getting my point? It means if God can be reached in this house, Abuja can be touched from here. Oh, what a privilege. What a privilege and a honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your. What a privilege, what a privilege, and a honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. Access to the Father in whisperings, in sound, in intense prayers. Sometimes in size. He hears. These are gifts that in the day that the enemy rises, like the day that we are currently in Nigeria, the kingdom can prevail. And prevail we will, in the name of Jesus. Our time is fast spent. We need to go home now. It's a simple prayer. I'll just start the prayer and then I'll drop it off. You want to ask God that he helps you by his spirit to come into the acknowledgement of the things that you have. There are things that we already possess. I know we are looking for many things, but there are things already possessed that are tools by which you can prevail. Tonight we cry that the ministry of the spirit will bring to our notice the things. For we have not received the spirit which is of the world, but the spirit which is of God. By that spirit, we know the things that have been freely given to us of God. In the Makako Theater. Lepoku to Kambi Adido. E Kobra Higa Latuka Bahaya. Pastor Jela, come and help me around.
Lekatom rakababia shaba baba baba labrata bina makababias abariata bele brondo soba bakaba baba kababia takababia sai Abiakabele bregetita bakabalia kababala brakababana matakabinata. Abile teketene melia kaboria takabinia takabia taka. Eliege pomre gedila bakamre de asapaya. Emene combre gedika boso bregediata papaya. Ande cobre gebelia kababa mamatante liashata. Emine kembre gedida bakamelia sapeka. Irua kabelia gabina makabina mataya. It is you to open my eyes. Anini karuate rikabelia kabola baaya. Emini kate kababa riata bina takomre gadiraya. Arua gababine getele bregadina makamelia saba baba. Abarua kabele bregadini mikamoro tobega duana teka. Arua kabele kabom bregadini bikabaswai. Aria kabele bregadini mina makamele briasha baba. Emene kobra kababa bina makatai. Will you open my eyes? Irua kabia shande koso bregadini bikabaya. Aria kabasini bikabregade shaba mananaya. Ameliki takateka tuatakaba biatakamina kabao. Orua kabelia kababa pameme kabelia kababa papa melea. Aria kabo brege swasta kiazo sahaida. Arikete ketele brakabina makamene asagaya. Arwaka kedua sembre kedisha kababina tae. Aria kakakakababia saba bababai. Alia kababa papa brakabai. Ala brakababina makababina mae. Eleka baruaka papabina makabarabia shakta kabea. Elegeto la brakabama mambele bia shakta kababina makaya. Elia kabai. Ala brakabia shakta kai. Abia saba bene membra kababai. Alia kabai.
Shimi loju kiriro emi. Shimi loju kiriro emi. Shimi loju kiriro emi. Shimi loju kiriro emi.
I'm sure you've been blessed by this message. Fellowship with us at His Worship Christian Network, HWCN, located at 4D on the G, Ogbomoso, Oyo State, Nigeria. You can also join us to worship on our e-platforms, MixLR, HWCC, Facebook, HWCNNG,
Telegram, HWCN Global Group. God bless you.